Welcome to Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. Today's Thanksgiving program offers songs based on Indian texts and those based on Christian ones. Let's begin with a set of songs by Judith Lang Zaymont called The Magic World for voice, piano, and percussion. The work begins with an introduction in which the singer's single line of text arises out of a brooding spirit world represented by piano strings, keyboard, and cymbal. This magic world is then presented more lyrically in the central music of this song. Let me pluck the flowers, let me see them, let me gather intoxicating flowers. The words are English translations of Nahuatl.
Thank you. scatter them, and scatter them abroad in the place of flowers.
On this edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, on HBR2, your home for classical music, you're hearing songs based on Indian texts to help celebrate Thanksgiving from Judith Lung Zaimont's set called The Magic World. We heard First Flower Song, performed by David Arnold, baritone, Zita Zohar, piano, and Jonathan Haas, percussion. These artists will also be heard in the following five songs of The Magic World. The second song is a three-section piece of tinkling bells and flickers. The outer sections set single-line Nahuatl text fragments, each presented in slightly differing English translations, sung one after another so as to sustain the ambience. I unwind my song like a string of jewels. The inner section is based on Ojibwa words, flickering firefly, give me light once more before I sleep.
Flickering firefly, give me light, give me light, light, give me light, light once more before I sleep. Dancing firefly, wandering firefly, give me light, give me light, light, give me light, light once more before I sleep. White light sailing, white light winking, flickering dancing firefly, wandering, give me light, light, give me light, light, just once more before I sleep. Thank you.
Judith Lang Zaimont's set, called The Magic World, continues with Storm Song, a whirlwind to life in suitably swift and thunderous terms. You'll hear English translations of Paiute for the ghost dance and Zunyi for the storm. Thanksgiving episode of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we're experiencing the raw, exciting set of songs based on translations of American Indian poems set by Judith Lang Zaimont. The fourth song, called A Spell to Destroy Life, is a dry, terrible, twisted incantation based on Cherokee words, "Listen, now I have come to step over your soul."
Listen.
The fifth song, based on American Indian words, is called Second Flower Song and uses music that opened the cycle. Its Nahuatl text ends, "I weep as I see that I must leave the earth and leave my flowers, my songs.
Let me pluck the flowers, let me see them, let me gather intoxicating flowers. The flowers are ready, many colored,
I
now the final work of the American Indian set called The Magic World by Judith Lang Zaimont ends with Elegy Dream Song that includes Nahuatl Flower Song, Papago Elegy Dream Song, and Cheyenne, The Death Song of White Antelope. This is the only song of the set that includes actual quotations from American Indian musical materials, a Dakota evening flute song, an Algonquin tribal melody on the chimes, and a Sioux spirit dance in the piano, all played simultaneously. At the end, the baritone also plays a handheld Indian drum.
Yeah.
Nothing lives long, nothing lives long, nothing lives long except the
On this Thanksgiving episode of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we've enjoyed an exotic set of songs based on translations of American Indian poems set by Judith Lang Zaimont called The Magic World. The performers were David Arnold, baritone, Zita Zohar, piano, and Jonathan Haas, percussion. Now, as promised, works based on Christian themes, beginning with Ned Roram's Alleluia.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Three works by Ned Roram. First, Alleluia, sung by Susan Graham with Malcolm Martineau piano. That was followed by Entreat Me Not from Six Pieces for Organ, played by Carson Kuhlman. And finally, Lay Up for Yourselves from Roram's Seven Motets, performed by the Choral Fellows of the Harvard University Choir, directed by Murray Forbes Somerville. Thanks to Dennis Moore for the loan of that Harvard CD. Next, we'll hear Psalm 23, set by Arnold Rosner.
Thank you.
On this Thanksgiving edition of Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling, we just enjoyed Psalm 23, set by Arnold Rosner. The soprano was Elizabeth Farnham, the pianist Margaret Kampmeyer. Now an appropriate Thanksgiving song called I Thank You God by Ellen Mandel.
I I thank you, God. I thank you, God. You, God.
That was Todd Almond singing Ellen Mandel's I Thank You, God, with the composer at the piano. The words of E.E. Cummings. We opened this Thanksgiving Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling with songs of Indian words. Let's hear the Charles Ives piece called Indians in both its orchestral and vocal formats. Here are the words of Charles Sprague heard in the song. Alas for them, their day is o'er. No more, no more for them the wild deer bounds. The plough is on their hunting grounds. The pale man's axe rings through their woods. The pale man's sail skims o'er their floods. Beyond the mountains of the west, their children go to die.
Thank you.
Two Versions of Indians by Charles Ives. First we heard Ensemble Moderne, conducted by Ingo Metzmacher. In the song Indians, we heard Susan Naruki with Alan Feinberg piano. Let's listen to an organ meditation on Amazing Grace, played by Frederick Swan, right here in Honolulu on the E.M. Skinner and Aeolian Skinner organ, reworked in 1995 by Austin Organs.
Thank you.
That was Frederick Swan on the organ of Central Union Church of Honolulu. Amazing Grace. We've heard several American Indian references on this Thanksgiving Singing and Other Sins with Gary Hickling program, so it seems fitting to hear a chant by an indigenous Hawaiian. We'll hear He Inoue no Pauahi, a birth chant, performed by Jonah La'akapu Linchanko. That was a portion of He Inoue no Pauahi, a birth chant performed by Jonah La'akapu Lenchanko. This has been the Thanksgiving version of Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.